Shane spotted the man who'd come for them in the night, in the middle of their meal, and when the man froze in his tracks, he was certain that it was the right person. But the Oscavian didn't approach, and Shane was content to believe they were safe. For now. Still, he kept to the central area that the crew had set up, where all the passengers were milling around, and he was careful not to let Naomi out of his sight. He'd managed to lay the Oscavian out with a single punch in the wee hours of the morning, but that had been more a matter of surprise than strategy. It was a strange comfort to know the man was near them. At least he had eyes on the threat, rather than needing to search every shadow for hidden thugs. Shane didn't know if anyone else would come after Naomi, but he doubted it. Sola Corp had managed to get two operatives on their ship in a matter of hours after Naomi had spontaneously escaped, so there simply couldn't have been time to get more people to follow them. That would change once they were back on board and had made their first stop. If he were in charge of recovering his Denya, he'd have a crew waiting to board at the next port, one skilled in retrieving people from nasty situations. Naomi seemed to pick up on the sour turn of his mood.
"This is about to get a lot more difficult, isn't it?"
she asked quietly. Their breakfast companions were long gone, and no one had taken their seats, so it was unlikely anyone would overhear them speaking.
"You said it yourself. You're valuable. Morgan is going to put all her available resources into finding you as soon as possible, and I'm going to make sure that doesn't happen."
He'd keep a lookout for the man who'd come for them the night before, and stay on high alert. It would be a tense few days while they waited to leave the Empire, but eventually they'd be fine. They had to be. A thought occurred to him.
"Does your AI know anything about Sola Corp? If she's been hooked into their systems, she might know more than you realize."
Naomi considered it before pulling the tablet out of their pocket. She'd managed to grab it before fleeing their tent. Eileen was too important to be left behind. She powered up the device, and they waited for the screen to light up.
"Where are we? What's going on? Where's the network?"
Was it possible for an artificial intelligence to sound scared? Shane thought this one did. And why shouldn't she? When she'd been powered off, she'd been plugged into the ship and connected to every computer there. Now she was alone, supported only by what input her human owner could give her.
"There was an accident," Naomi said,
voice soft as if she was comforting a wounded animal.
"I had to pull you off the network to keep you with me. We'll be connected again very soon, but Shane had a question for you."
"He didn't get shut off," the AI groused.
"Must be nice to be able to turn your friends on and off whenever it's convenient."
Naomi pressed her lips tightly together as if suppressing a smile at her machine's grumbling. Whoever had programmed the thing had let the personality processor run wild, and he could see the appeal, especially for someone who spent a lot of her time without other living company.
"I'm sorry," she said.
And Shane wasn't sure he'd ever heard a person sincerely apologize to a machine before.
"I'll try and warn you if something happens again."
Shane didn't know that AIs could make the noise Eileen made, but she quickly relented.
"What's the question?"
Naomi took a breath and shot him a look before turning back to Eileen.
"Have you realized that we're fleeing from Morgan? From home?"
He didn't like the way the word fleeing sounded. They were heading towards a new life. A better one. But now was not the time to argue semantics.
"Finally!"
It came out so loud that he was sure someone around them must have heard. Naomi jerked forward to turn down Eileen's volume control.
"Hey!" the AI objected. "Just ask if you want me to keep it down. That tickles."
"Sorry," Naomi muttered, but then she jabbed the volume button once for good measure.
"Now, what do you mean by finally?"
"That doctor has been up to no good from day one," Eileen informed them like she was dropping a hot piece of gossip. "And she thought her firewalls would be good enough to keep me at bay. Ha!"
"Quietly,"
his Denya warned as Eileen's voice rose again. She quieted and continued talking.
"Turns out she was always looking for a subject like you, and you're not the only one. She keeps you all separate and gets rid of you when things go wrong."
His Denya's eyes widened and her cheeks lost some of their color. Shane reached out and covered her hand with his own, offering whatever comfort she would accept.
"Why didn't you ever tell me this?"
She was shaken, but her voice was steady. Shane hated to see her world turned on its head, but her strength shone through with every blow.